Good morning and welcome to the entertainment news segment of your favorite morning program. We start off with more reality shows that are in the works. Now this one, Tom, I think I'm going to sign you up for.
Uh-huh.
This one sounds really interesting. I think one you'll love.
Right.
Of course, we talked about not too long ago a reality show in development which would send celebrities into space called Milky Way Mission.
I don't remember talking about that, but okay.
This is a serious show? This is in production?
Yes. Well, they're trying to get it.
So they're
going to
have celebrities go through the training of an astronaut and watch them puke and, you know,
no network
fall over.
No network yet has picked up on it, but NBC has picked up another space reality show called Space Race. Reality show super producer Mark Burnett is behind this one, so it's got some gravitas.
He's the guy behind Survivor.
Yes. Yeah. It'll feature everyday people vying for a spot on Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2. There are no further details on it at this time or when it might premiere, but basically you go up in space, you train, and you go out, you know, you look.
Well, considering it costs, what, tens of thousands of dollars to buy a seat on that flight.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. I would absolutely go.
Sorry, you wouldn't make it through the training, sorry.
Yes, I would.
You think?
I could ride the Vomit Comet easily.
Right, now, if I remember this, for the making of Apollo 11, that's the Tom Hanks movie, right?
13.
Apollo 13. That they were able to reproduce a zero-gravity environment by taking one of those military airplanes up to very high altitude and then causing it to drop very quickly, and that you would get 4 or 5 seconds that you could actually film of zero gravity before everyone slammed violently into the floor of the plane. Thud!
They call it the Vomit Comet, and it does arcs. It goes up, and it peaks up, and then it comes down very, very quickly, and it gives you, I think up to 30 seconds of weightlessness experience.
Oh, that's much longer than I had thought or that I had remembered from them talking about the making of this movie. Yeah. About 30 seconds of weightlessness?
The 4 or 5 seconds that you're talking about is when we ride the elevators here in the building. We just go straight to the basement as fast as we can. That'll give us weightlessness. So there it is. That's in development. And you think, I would do it. If I could, I would do that.
I hope you make it. I want to see film of you being punished by some drill sergeant making you go through the training that an astronaut goes through.
I don't involve myself in the kind of films that you're talking about that you like to watch. I'm sorry.
Right.
But in this film, the payoff would be seeing the celebrities in a zero-G environment.
Sure.
And at 30 seconds, they could recreate that for a television series.
Absolutely. And I got news for you. I would love to be weightless for about 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Former Megadeth drummer Nick Menza. Remember him?
Can't say that I do. I'm not a huge Megadeth fan. I know you are. But.
Huh. He almost lost his arm in 2007 after an accident with a power saw. Hey, watch this! He had to have reconstructive surgery, included having metal plates and so forth put in his arm. I think he just wanted to try and, imitate the guy from Def Leppard.
Right, the one-armed drummer.
Since he's recovered, he's now auctioning off the blood-stained, rusty saw blade that nearly claimed his arm.
Oh, come on! Of course.
Along with an original X-ray of the accident.
Jeez. Some fan will pay money for that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The blade has been set under museum-quality glass. It also comes with a metal frame, LED lights, and an autograph personally signed to the winning bidder. The auction will launch on October 25th through MenzaJams.com. You got that going for you.
I would not want to auction off anything that involves my DNA, bodily fluids, things like that. There'd be no way.
I think I'm going to go along with you.
I don't want that in the hands of random bidders.
Look, I cloned you in my own laboratory in the garage.
Chris,
look, I left your DNA at a murder scene.
Right. You're now doing the news at a radio station in Idaho, too. We've cloned you.
The new movie's coming out. I don't know what that means. The new movie's coming out, of course, Sandra Bullock's Gravity and Justin Timberlake's Runner opened today. Gravity is where Sandra Bullock is an astronaut on her first mission who gets stranded in space after the space shuttle is damaged and the crew is killed. George Clooney plays the veteran who tries to rescue her and get the two of them safely back home.
you know, I'm frustrated that my website that gives me my movie reviews has been redesigned, and damn if I can find anything when I'm looking for it here.
Well, I'm sorry.
Because everyone says that movie is good, and I'd love to see what the how many stars it gets.
I'm eager. I'd kind of like to see it, too. I love space movies. I really do. The director of this, what's his name? The guy from... the Blue People movie and...
James Cameron directed this? Oh, he did?
He says this is the best space movie ever made. And you know how humble he is.
The best space movie ever made. Better than 2001 and 2010. Mm-hmm. Better than Star Wars and the Star Trek and the... better than all of those?
That's what he says.
Better than Space Cowboys?
That's what he says. Better than Space Chimps? All of those. Justin Timberlake is the right-hand man in Runner Runner of an online gambling tycoon who gets pressured by the FBI to turn on his boss. Ben Affleck is his boss. Anthony Mackie is the agent trying to take him down. And Jim Ardiston is the love interest. I could care less. Parkland is also coming to limited theaters. You think it'll happen here?
I think it'll get here eventually. Yeah, it's a Tom Hanks directed and produced movie. I think it'll get here.
There it is. I'm eager to see all of that. And last but not least, there is a battle going on currently. Remember Casey Kasem?
Yes, American Top 40.
Heard this story. Tell me this is not heartbreaking.
It is. It's heartbreaking. He is in the advanced stages of Parkinson's and is very, very ill. His wife, Jean Kasem, is apparently not allowing access from his children.
Well,
being
this is
very,
his
very
second
controlled.
Wife, so she's the stepmom to these kids.
Stepmom of the kids.
And she's not letting the kids see their father in his final hours. This is terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. And the kids are basically saying, listen, here's the way this is going to happen. Either you give us access and you let us talk to our father, or we're going to take court action and we're going to cut you out. You're going to be done. And I just hate to see this kind of thing. And it's always, you know, it always boils down to greed and just selfishness, and it's horrible. All right, there it is. That's your entertainment news, as much as you can possibly stand in one segment. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we'll be right back. We've got birthdays. We've got the Way Back in the Day machine already fired up and warmed, and the musical stumper. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News.
Women in Space!
10-4 Houston. Barbara is outside the shuttle and ready for a spacewalk.
Roger that, Endeavor. We're getting her vitals now, thank you.
Hatch door is closed. Barbara, do you copy?
Guys, I have to pee.
Houston, you didn't happen to hear any of that, did you?
Endeavor, that's a negative.
Guys, please let me in. I really have to go.
Houston, we're gonna have to go off box for this one because it looks like we're having some interference. God, I can't believe she has to pee. It took 2 hours to get her ready. 2 freaking hours.
Women in Space!
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.